WKNR 13.
10 minutes after 6 on the Gary Stevens Show.
Peter Gold on the green scene.
I don't really have too much understanding what I am doing here at Radio Wonderful yet.
This must be the place.
This is the only place here.
More of the Jerry Goodwin Show on Keener 13, WKNR.
Now, with more music, Pat St. John.
Dick Harton.
Ted Clark.
Mike Owen.
Scott Berger.
WKNR presents
the Keener13.com podcast.
Welcome to the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week we celebrate the 2005 Woodward Dream Cruise. We'll have air checks from past Dream Cruise broadcasts, along with the best of the Keener cartoons. All that and more on this Dream Cruise edition of the Keener podcast.
Motor City music. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena. Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias. But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock car. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her. You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her. Well, she's gonna get a ticket now, sooner or later, 'cause she can't keep her foot off the accelerator. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
Classic Keener cartoons will be featuring on our Woodward Dream Cruise special.
Solid music!
Keener13.com's involvement in the Dream Cruise began soon after we first launched the website. Steve Schramm and I got a call from Dom Theodore, the program director at WXDX, the station that inherited WKNR's facilities when Clear Channel took over the cluster. He asked if we were interested in taking over the station and bringing Keener back to life for the Dream Cruise weekend. Well, it was just 5 days before the big date, but we said yes. And that began a 2-year adventure where we presented classic Keener air checks and brought back some of the original WKNR air personalities. And for 2 magic days, the Keener sound again emanated from car radios all along Woodward Avenue.
WKNR Keener 13 proudly presents for the inset. Get set. Now hear the Bob Green Show.
Hey, we're cruising, baby, on Keener 13, August 1, 1966. This was number 3 in the WKNR Music Guide.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck, getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it?
in a pity. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
The Lovin' Spoonful, who had this Keener hit, along with Do You Believe in Magic, Nashville Cats. Of course, they were from the city, not Nashville, but New York City and Long Island. Steve, Joe, John, and Sal, they broke up in 1968, but as of the mid-90s, Steve and Joe, anyway, got together and are touring again, and this weekend they're performing in Fairmont, Minnesota. Gee, I don't know. I think I'd rather be right here in the Motor City on the Woodward Dream Cruise Weekend.
Tuesday, 1967. All right, sir, are you the one who took the Ray Whitfield Ford pledge?
Why, officer, I didn't even know it was missing.
Scott Regan.
WKNR, Keener 13.
It's the Dream Cruise weekend. Scotty Regan back with you on Keener 13. Next, we're going to hear another one of those songs where the person who recorded it, I talked earlier about Marvin Gaye not liking his version of Grapevine. Holland Dozier Holland, they had just recorded Levi, and they were looking for a new sound for the Four Tops, and they wanted to try a Bob Dylan type of approach. And so Levi came out. I had no idea they were doing this at the time. And I saw him coming out of the building, and like Marvin Gaye, he said to me, you know, Holland Dozier Holland just had me do this song, and I just didn't like the way I sounded. And they told me I could try it again tomorrow. But of course that never happened. And this turned out to be the most famous and my most favorite song by the Four Tops.
Hey, how'd you like to do a request for me? What do you say?
Be more than glad.
How about, you got a song that's going to be number one next week? Or?
I bet you it better be Reach Out.
It's called Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Good enough.
You like to do that? People, what do you say?
Sure. Thank you, Scott.
That's Keener's Scott Regan telling the tale of the Four Tops' most popular record, along with a rare recording of his live intro of the group during a WKNR Motown Monday broadcast. And now, let's play some of the great Keener cartoons that you listened to back in the 60s, when everybody was cruising Woodward and WKNR was number one.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and an XKE pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, my wheels running fine. Let's come off the line now at sunset and vine. But I'll go you one better if you've got the nerve. Let's race all the way to Dead Man's Curve.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Everybody who owned a muscle car in the 60s knows Jan and Dean and Ronnie and the Daytonas, but did you remember this Keener rarity from the southbound freeway? That psychedelic used car lot, which had a brief run on the WKNR Music Guide in April of 1967.
WKNR, Motor City Memory.
When we produced the 2003 Woodward Dream Cruise, the plan was to begin the show with a Friday night dance party. The program was to be hosted by Bob Berry, a Detroit native and afternoon drive ace at Orlando's Cool FM oldie station. But little did we know that somewhere in Ohio, low-hanging electrical wires would trigger a power blackout that turned off the lights for a large portion of the eastern United States. WKNR's transmitters on I-94 near Metro Airport were silent as the Motor City plunged into darkness, and Bob's masterful Friday night program became one of the greatest broadcasts never heard until now.
In Keenerland on WKNR, we're having fun.
Keener 13 on a Friday night. It's Bob Berry. And look who's on the other end of my Keener request line. One of my very favorite guys in the world. It's Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? You can call me Herman on the radio, remember?
Oh, that's right. I should call you Herman. That's right. I think back then, you know, everybody was calling. Boy, I got to tell you, how cool is this that you're back on WKNR just like you were 35 years ago, huh?
Well, it just, you know, I feel like I did that day 35 years ago when Keener was playing the records full time.
I talk about playing the records. I was looking up on the old Keener Music Guides, Heartbeat, your second release, charted at number 28, then it went to number 15, then it went to number 1, it stayed there for 3 weeks, March 2nd and 19th, 1964. Tell me about the Hermits and hitting the concerts in Detroit, because Detroit really was one of your huge markets, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, because we used to come every year. We used to do that Cobo. Was it called Cobo Arena?
Cobo Arena.
Yeah, because I remember, I've forgotten a lot about it, but every now and then I run into somebody who went to that concert. You know, Pam Dorber's from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. You know
and
what?
She
you...
said her and a friend came in 65, and they snuck into my hotel, and they got in my room, and I was nice to them. I said, oh, if only I'd known.
Peter, you don't know this. This is pretty funny you brought up Pam. Her and I are high school classmates together. We graduated from North Farmington in 1968.
That is really funny, isn't it? Well, her and her girlfriend came to the hotel, and there was a president staying in the hotel, and they got past the presidential security and got to the Herman's Hermit floor.
I thought the I think it was the other way around, wasn't it? The president was able to get into the hotel even though the Hermits were staying there?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't think. Who was the president? Was it Lyndon Baines Johnson?
Sure it would have been.
You know.
Good old LBJ. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, this Woodward Dream Cruise, you got to come to Detroit sometime and check it out. Tonight already on Woodward, it's packed from one end to the other, the great cruising strip. But tomorrow, 1.5 million people, about 40 to 50,000 cars. What were your favorite American cars from that era? You know, were you a Mustang guy, a Corvette?
Well, you know, the Stones in those days, like in late 64, they had this big blue Chevrolet, and we used to do TV shows together. We didn't do many concerts together, and I used to always go and hang with the Stones because they were sort of a bit more fun than the Hermits.
Uh-huh.
And we were saying that when we would arrive in America, like when we'd go to Los Angeles, the Hermits, we'd get off the plane, and blonde girls would pick us up in Camaros.
Ooh.
And Mustangs, like, to show off their cars and everything. And I said, you know, it's not bad being a rock and roll star, you know.
They were showing off their cars, you said?
Yeah, they would come with blonde hair and cars and skirts and shorts and take us to the beach.
Terrible. You hated every minute of it, didn't you?
No, it was a good time. You know, the 60s were a pretty good time to be alive, I think, for just as long as you weren't stationed overseas somewhere, like fighting. But the rock and roll thing was a good thing.
Yes, it was. And I got to tell you, folks, Peter and I get together every year, at least once or twice a year, and do some shows together. And this man just brings it, and a great band and everything else. And as we're speaking tonight, you were just in Cleveland a few days ago getting a show together for PBS. Tell us all about what was going on so that we in Detroit can look forward to seeing it maybe down the road on Channel 56.
Well, it's a bit of a giggle, really, because, you know, I like all the music from that period, so I'm kind of a fan of it as well. So it's Tommy James with all his hits. Herman's Hermits, we did all ours, and we like ours. And Chad and Jeremy popped up. And did da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you go, but you know that one. And who else is on it? Gary Lewis and the Playboys. You know he had 10, top 10 records, Gary Lewis.
Yes, he did. He was great pop production, and the guy who put his music together was the guy that put together Garth Brooks.
Leon Russell.
His producer was Jimmy Bowen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a bit of trivia for me there. And, you know, I'm sorry, it's a bit windy here. And, you know, who else is on it? I've forgotten else is on it. Those are the Grassroots.
Robbie Grill. How's Rob?
Yeah, he's great.
Good. So you had a wonderful time.
And he's hopping around.
It sounds to me that it's a show similar to what they've been doing with all the rhythm and blues artists.
Well, I think it's more like that doo-wop one. You know, they did a, they had a very, and we're going to do, there's a DVD going to be made of it all. I'll just make sure they only show good shots of me and bad shots of everyone else. Hey, you know what? You know what's funny, Bob? Still, I'm on the oldest show here. It's an oldest show. It's called 60s Pop or something. I'm still the youngest one.
Yeah, you are. You started. Yeah. How young were you guys when Heartbeat was number one at 64? How old were you?
15. I was 15. Well, maybe 16 if it was November. All of 64. I was 15 until November the 5th, and then I was 16 for the rest of the year.
Sure. Well, your lunatics were out in force listening tonight and always out when you're around in town for tours and things like that. Peter, thank you again for taking the time. It's just really been great to talk to you, and thanks for all the great memories on Keener 13.
Hey, thank you, Bob. It's great to be talking to you again on Keener. But listen, play Can't You Hear My Heartbeat.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? And I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew that baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime. Baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love.
Peter Noon of Herman's Hermit speaking with Bob Berry during the Great Blackout of 2003, an event which happened smack dab in the middle of the Woodward Dream Cruise.
This is Philip Nye, WKNR Contact News. It's the summer of 1968. Robert Kennedy dies at the hand of an assassin in Los Angeles. In London, James Earl Ray is arrested, charged with the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. Republicans nominate former Vice President Richard M. Nixon as that party's presidential candidate. In Chicago, Hubert Humphrey is the Democratic choice. And outside that city's convention center, anti-war protesters clash with Mayor Richard Daley's police. And in Detroit, 1968 was the year of the Tiger. Behind the pitching of Mickey Lolich and 30-game winner Denny McClain, the Bengals win 103 regular season games and beat the favored Cardinals in 7 games to win the World Series. I'm Philip Nye, Keener Contact News, and that's the way it was.
While there were many groups who wrote songs about cars and cruising in the 60s, nobody recorded more than the Beach Boys. How many of these do you remember?
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, my fuel injected Stingray and a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. Spirit of America, Spirit of America, Spirit of America, the boy of the
USA.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around,
I get around,
round, round,
I get around.
Just as fast as she can now, and she'll have
fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her 'cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leaves them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have
fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Mike Love and the Beach Boys will be performing Friday night along with the Teen Angels at a charity benefit for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. For tickets, call 248-827-3015. Other acts performing during the Dream Cruise weekend include Question Mark and the Mysterians, The Temptations, and The Contours. You can get all the details by visiting the official Dream Cruise website, www.woodworddreamcruise.com. And that's the Dream Cruise edition of the Keener 13 podcast. Our thanks to Bob Green, Scott Regan, Bob Barry, and Peter Noon for their contributions to the program. And be sure to keep an eye out for yours truly during the Dream Cruise. We'll be podcasting live to Hard Drive throughout the weekend. The Keener 13 podcast is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. And you can send us your feedback by clicking the contact link at www.keener13.com, the website that celebrates the WKNR legacy. We're back again next week with more Keener Magic, and we leave you with one of the bands who'll be performing this weekend. Rudy Martinez was doing the Prince thing years before the Purple One changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol. Rudy's driver's license does, in fact, feature a question mark. And along with the Mysterians, he rocketed out of Saginaw with a one-hit wonder called 96 Tears. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying. 96 tears. Cry. And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top. You'll be right down there looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now, I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry night and day, yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now. All night long. 96 tears. Yeah, come on now. 96 tears.
A copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole.